good afternoon over here, Jared. How are you?
I knew I'd get it wrong. Never mind. I'm very well indeed. Thank you very much. But the question is, how are you? You have witnessed one of the things that you have most wanted to do in your life. Even people watching the launch of a space shuttle on television, or there's a clip of it on our Facebook page this morning, will go, crikey, that's an impressive piece of machinery on an 8-inch screen. What's it like up close and personal from one of the viewing platforms?
Oh, mate, it's quite something. I'm still replaying the 2 minutes after they fired the solid rocket boosters in my head. I've been all day. It was quite an experience.
How far away were you from the launch site? Obviously, you're not real close, otherwise you'd probably be like a fried potato at the moment. But how close are you able to get?
The public can get as close as about 6 miles, that's about 10K, at a place called the Causeway, which is a viewing area that has line of sight to the launch pad. I was actually at the Kennedy Space Center, which is an extra mile away. And we don't get line of sight, but as soon as the shuttle clears the tree line, you can see it into the sky. So we're still pretty close.
And we just heard some audio, which I recorded off YouTube earlier this morning. It sounds really, really noisy. Is it really, really noisy from about 10K away?
It is. It's quite impressive. I was trying to think of a likeness to something I've heard back in Australia, and the closest thing I can think of is, knowing that you guys are quite close to the East Sail RAF base, the sound of an F-111 going overhead combined with the sound of, like, popping fireworks is how I would describe it.
Okay. But a lot louder, obviously.
Yes, yeah, quite ground-shaking, actually.
Really? Now, I remember as a kid standing outside an electrical store in England when the first space shuttle was launched, and it gathered quite a crowd. Now, of course, it's one of the last items on our news bulletin you would have heard whilst waiting on hold there. It doesn't capture the imagination quite so much. Why does it capture your imagination to the extent that's taken you over there? And you've been in and around the United States waiting for this launch. You were at the cancelled launch about a month or so ago. What is it that captures your imagination?
That's a really good question, Jared. I think, the quest for space has always interested me. And the fact that the shuttle program is a step forward for mankind into space, and the fact that it was coming to an end, or is coming to an end rather, really stuck out to me as quite a historic moment that I would love to witness.